So look, if you want to grow your wealth, your income, and increase the amount of time off, then these are the shortcuts that can help. Welcome to the Wealth Creation Podcast. Hi, it's Dan, and welcome to podcast 312. So in this one, I just want to play with your mind a little bit, and I just want to run past a concept for you. And if you can get beyond the original thoughts that you're having when I talk about this concept, and get onto the rest of the podcast, then you'll do very well. If you can't do that, that's okay too, but you'll just end up being angry about it without actually understanding the lesson that's inherent in the podcast. So the podcast is called Why Shareholders Are the Equivalent of Workers in Public Companies. Now, that's probably going to offend some people, and that's okay. Bear with me and let me explain so that you understand. And for those that are like, interesting, still bear with me so I can explain it for you. So what do I mean? So first of all, for those people getting really angry, how possibly can shareholders, greedy, fat shareholders, fat, greedy shareholders, fat cats, you hear all these words used mostly by the Sun newspaper and the Red Tops, as we call them, and missing this massive major point. And the kind of thought process of this came from the fact that McDonald's workers are going on strike because they're demanding £15 an hour. And they think that that's, you know, that's an acceptable wage. And yet, actually, when you look at how many hours that they get paid and then multiply it by the £15 that they are requesting, you kind of realise that McDonald's are probably going to lose about £600 million a year. And I was having a conversation with somebody about this, and they said, well, that's good, isn't it? Because McDonald's is rubbish. But it's like, well, that's up to the people eating McDonald's. It's not down to you to say, well, that's good. And also, the 120,000 people who work at McDonald's who are now jobless, how's that help them in any way, shape, or form? Whilst £10 an hour might not be the ideal wage, it's a wage, right? It's better than job seeker's allowance, I imagine. And it's this kind of concept, I can never get my head around it, but there's two types of people on this planet. There's very socialist people, and then there's capitalists. Now, I fall into the capitalist pond, if you like. I believe that the more value I bring, the more I get paid. And if I don't bring any value, so McDonald's workers, how much value do they actually bring? Well, they're flipping burgers and, you know, putting the food together and serving drinks. It's not that much value. Can we get a robot to do that in the next 10 years? Yes. Is that what's actually going to happen? Probably. Taxi drivers. Well, you know, driving's a skill. Yeah, it is. And is it a skill that loads of people have? Absolutely. So where's the value? The only value in skills that people haven't got. So, you know, if you're a heart surgeon and you're the only one that can do a particular type of operation, you're going to be in very high demand and paid a lot of money. But if a million people could do that heart operation, you're not going to be paid anything. Doesn't matter what the actual task is, for example. You know, we complain about football players and basketball players earning millions of pounds for kicking a ball around. But can anybody else actually do that at the level that they can? And is it something that's revered in our society? Well, yes, and that's why they're paid that much money. So what about shareholders? How can you say that a shareholder in McDonald's is the equivalent of a worker in McDonald's? I mean, you know, a worker, they get up on the morning, they go to work, they have to deal with crappy customers, dealing with crappy food, they have to serve it, they work long hours, but you only get £10 an hour. And it's because the difference here is that the workers in McDonald's, they're giving up their time, okay? So they're exchanging their time for money. And this is the key to financial success, is that when you become a shareholder, you're not giving up your time in exchange for money. You're giving up money in exchange for money. And so this is a bit that people can't grasp. Yeah, but it's disgusting. How can someone with £100,000 make, I mean, they don't make that much, by the way, in £100,000. I think the dividends on McDonald's is like 3%. So they're going to make £3,000 a year for not doing any work. Well, that's disgusting. How can that be? Well, how much work do you think that person has had to do in their lifetime to get that 100 grand to put into McDonald's? There's a little concept which I like, by the way. I don't really eat McDonald's anymore, fasting and really looking after health and, well, supposedly. If you'd seen how much chocolate I ate last night, you wouldn't agree with that. But anyway, it was in my fasting window, it's fine. But there's a concept around, you know, if you can only or consume foods that your money has paid for. So, for example, if you want 100 grand, let's rephrase that. Let's say you put £1,000 into McDonald's and it generates 3% return, so that's £30. You can spend up to £30 a year in McDonald's. I love that as a concept. So, you know, if you want to buy a new car, let's say a Tesla, you can only buy that car from the profits from your dividends of Tesla. I love that as a concept. And if we could carry on with that as a concept and start investing from the age of 20 all the way through and start saving 10, 20% of your income into stocks and shares where it pays you residual income every year, that would, you know, there'd be so many less people in financial difficulty right now. So let's just go back to shareholders being the equivalent of workers, because I know it upsets people. And it's like, yeah, but Dan, you know, people are blood, sweat and tears at work. And yeah, I totally agree. And I've been there personally as well, blood, sweat and tears. And all I get is a shitty wage. And yet other people with their 100 grand and the 200 grand or the 10 grand, how dare they put that money into McDonald's and make a return on it for not doing any work? And this is the concept of socialism, right? This is why socialism fails. Socialism believes that you should go out a hard day's work for a hard day's income. That's what it believes. I don't believe that. I believe my money should be working harder than I am. I don't believe I should be working hard at all. I think I should be on the beach, riding around on a jet ski, buying beach buggies, going sailing, going to the gym, watching Netflix, playing basketball during the day. And by the way, a lot of that I already do right now, which is really cool. But the only reason I can do any of that is because I'm not exchanging time for money. Think about this. If you've got a 20-year-old working at McDonald's, still lives at home till, let's say, 30, because I guess that's the average age right now. I don't know. Let's say till 30. It's definitely in Spain, it's like 35, for goodness sake. But let's say 30. So for that 10 years, they can save up. Let's say they save, I don't know what they're on. Let's say they can save £3,000 a year. So £300, well, that's 250 quid a month. Is that doable? Probably. Can you do £500 a month? Yeah, let's do that. £6,000 a year for 10 years. That's £60,000. Now let's say that you can get a 10% return through the FTSE 100, which probably is what it averages out at anyway. So you're still making £6,000 a year, still making £500 back. So the £500 that you're putting away every month, you now get that back every single month for the rest of your life from the age of 30 until the day you die. Why are people not doing this? Why is this not the default standard? And by the way, £500 isn't enough every month. It should be £1,000, it should be £2,000. The money that you put into your savings or into ISAs or... And not savings. You don't want to put money into a bank account where you're getting 0.5%. You want to put it to work. And this is the key, because as a capitalist, I want my money working harder than I do. I want my money working as hard as a McDonald's worker. I don't get as good a return because I shouldn't get as good a return because I'm not exchanging time for money. But you still want a return. But the people who were talking about, well, you know, it should be £15 an hour. Yeah, but shareholders, greedy, fat shareholders, they're making too much money. 3% is not a great return, by the way, on dividends. And I'm surprised anybody invests in McDonald's with those sort of returns. But you're missing the point. Well, let's get rid of shareholders. Yeah, let's do that. See how long McDonald's lasts for. It doesn't work like that. And if you think it does, you've missed the entire concept and you need to go back and understand why do people invest in businesses? Why do shareholders buy shares in McDonald's or Philips or... IBM or Starbucks or Amazon, why do they do all that? Or Tesla. You need to understand that. If you can't understand that, then you're making decisions based on knowing half the information. And it's like having a conversation from one side. You've not got the full information. You can't make decisions. I mean, you can still make decisions, but what would be great decisions? So you need to start understanding why your money should be out there working as hard as someone or, you know, like I say, you're never going to get as good a return as someone who's actually exchanging time for money. And obviously there's minimum wages and all of that kind of thing. But your money should be out there working harder than you are. And you should be saving up and getting rid of your credit cards. And the money that you're spending on credit cards, £300, £400, £500 every month, should be going into stuff that's going to generate a cash flow for you for your future. So that by the time you're 50 or 60, you don't have to rely on a crappy McDonald's wage. You know, if you're working in McDonald's at age 50 or 60, you've got a problem. You've got a much bigger problem than the fact that £10 an hour to £15 an hour is going to change. McDonald's and £10 an hour is not supposed to be a long-term job career in any way, shape or form. It's like, you know, what do we call them? Deliveroo? Is that what they're called? The guys on the bikes that deliver fast food. I mean, I've got a lot of respect for those guys. Long hours, zero contract hours at that. Freezing cold in winter. Get beaten up. Get the bike stolen. Get the food nicked off her. I mean, it's just dreadful. It's a dreadful, dreadful job. Well, I think it's disgusting that someone who's 40 should be doing that job. Yeah, I do too. And what failure have they had in their lives that that's the job that they have to do? These people need more help. They need more education and they need more. But they have to do it too. They've got to listen to the podcast that are going, hang on, dude, what are you doing? You're 40. Get yourself a skill. Anyone can ride a goddamn bike. My five-year-old can do it. She can't do it yet. She's not 5 yet anyway. But a couple of months she will. Anyone can ride a goddamn bike. Where's the skill? That's not meant to be a long-term career choice. And that's why you're not doing £10. Why you're only doing £10 an hour. If that, by the way, if you're on zero contract hours, I reckon you're on £4 or £5 an hour. The way that they're put together. Maybe that's my lack of understanding zero contract hours, but it's just bizarre. So, you know, this is where we're at. It's 2019 going into 2020. The education system has to change, but the people have to be willing to listen instead of believing they know all the answers. Well, you know, they should just pay £15 an hour. Yeah, but the company goes bust. Well, that's great because it's McDonald's and it's crap. Yeah, but they employ 120,000 people in the UK. And they paid tax on their £340 million profit. Not only did they pay tax on that, they also paid national insurance on 120,000 people. Plus, those 120,000 people got charged 22% tax. And, by the way, national insurance is not the 9% that you see on your payslip. I think it's 10 or 11% that the employer has to do. So actually, an employee is paying 40% tax on that 120,000 workers. It's ridiculous. At £10 an hour, let's say. Like, it's just this massive misunderstanding of how this stuff works. And so we need shareholders. We absolutely need shareholders. There will always be workers on the lowest wage. There will always be workers. And the reason why there's always workers is, one, not enough experience of a younger, and two, because they haven't got any other skills or education or value to bring to the marketplace that will allow them to not work in McDonald's. And so that's it. That's the crux of the matter. And some people disagree with it and think, well, that's disgusting. You know, well, you should be paid a living wage. Why? Who said? Where's the rules that says that? I never saw them. £1.62 was my income at Asda when I was 16. Admittedly, that's 31 years ago and it's before minimum wage. But where's all these magic rules written down that this is how it should be? Life's hard, goddammit. And the fact that life is hard, that should be the thing that drives you. Yeah, but it's not fair. I'm working 60-hour weeks on Deliveroo. Get a different goddamn job. Well, that's not easy to do because I've not got any skills. Exactly. Get yourself skilled up. Add more value to the marketplace. There are lots of things that you could do. For podcasts, for YouTube videos. I learned to fast, okay? Fasting is not a skill. Just not eating, by the way, is not a skill. It's not easy to do, but it's not necessarily a skill. But I learned to do that from YouTube. I watched a Dr. Fung video. I joined a Facebook group. Like, if I want to learn how to create videos and, you know, for other businesses, let's just say, can I find that on YouTube? Hell yeah. Does it cost me anything? Only my time. Oh, but I'm working 60-hour weeks. I haven't got time. Well, sleep an hour less every day. You know, if you are waiting for the next phone call, you should be coming through for the delivery. You should be reading a book. I read so many books and listened to so many podcasts. None of which I paid for. The books, okay, a couple of quid. But this is where we're at. And we're living in a capitalist society. It's as simple as that. And if you don't like that, you need to go and live in North Korea. Nice this time of year, I understand. Although I don't understand because I've not seen any news reports from North Korea for some reason. That's the world in which we live. We live in a capitalist country and you're paid according to the value that you bring. And you can disagree with that as much as you like. Doesn't change the fact that we still live in a capitalist country and you're paid on the value that you bring to the marketplace. It's as simple as that. All right, very controversial. I hope you get a lot out of that. That's the key here. It's not to wind you up, not to annoy people, but it's to get you to see things from a different perspective. My job is to help you increase your knowledge and improve the way in which you see the world and expand the way in which you see the world as well. And hopefully, I'm hoping that this has done that a little bit for you. So anyway, let me know what you think. We'll catch up with you on the next podcast. My name's Dan Latta. Take care. Hey, it's Dan here. Thank you for listening. Really appreciate each and every one of you. Please click like or subscribe to the entire podcast.